Hello, this is Dylan.
Hello. Hey, sir. Good afternoon. This is Michael. I'm calling from Local Splash. I'm sorry, Mr. Kitt, this is Dylan Hermit.
Yes, you are.
Wonderful. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I was just going to call you guys back.
Well, again, thank you for picking up the call, Dylan. I'm not sure if you remember me. We spoke way back in March the 9th. This is in regards to your cancellation request. I believe that I actually promised to call you back before your next billing April 6th. Is this a good time that I can talk about it?
Yep. Will you give me like 2 seconds for my phone to connect to my truck's Bluetooth?
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely, sir.
Alrighty, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty.
Can
you say
so, yeah, Dylan, just to remind you about the conversation we had here, again, it was way back in March the 9th. You mentioned about, you know, going back or going to a different direction. I believe that you mentioned that you will be hiring someone for $40 for everything. That includes the website development. I understand that there were, like, some sort of issue that we had here because I think you asked to add an attachment option to the website form. And yeah, I believe that it's something that we actually informed you that it's something that we cannot actually do. Like, we cannot add an attachment form, and that led you to, you know, decide to cancel and ask or look for an alternative. Like, that's what you mentioned, hiring another guy for, I think you mentioned $40 for everything. So, yep,
yeah.
Just during a follow-up call, this is your, you know, your next billing happening on the 6th. And if you could remember, you know, you're showing up on the first page, it means that your Google Business Profile is well optimized. You were able to deliver what we exactly promised. And that also equals, you know, managing your website as entirety, except for, you know, putting or adding an attachment in your website form. If you can remember, I actually offered to lower the rate because I see here that you've been paying us $199 every month. I even offered to lower it to $129 and even enroll you to a loyalty program as well, because every other month is on us. So you asked me to, you know, call you back almost a month after, that way you can decide and, you know, we can revisit the options. So, yeah, just wondering if you can go ahead and proceed to this route. Again, I'll take care of your billing. I'll put you on the loyalty program, where you're only going to be paying $129 for 2 months for the service. You know, and that way we can continue optimizing your profile for ranking, for online presence, and also with your website as well.
No, I don't want to go ahead with that. I would just like to go ahead and cancel my subscription with you guys and purchase my website domain name.
Wow, I really regret to hear that you still wanted to cancel, sir. Well, regarding the domain purchase, though, yeah, we have an option. I think I remember informing you about fee. So there is actually a $19 one-time fee for the domain transfer. But again, this does not include anything about the design or the layout. So technically, if you have like a new person, a registrar, let's say for example, a GoDaddy account already, then you have to create your own website with them. So the only thing that we can only transfer is really the domain name. But you know, think about your online presence.
That's totally fine. I've already paid for a new website design. So I totally wholeheartedly understand that I just need the name is the only thing that I'm looking for. I don't need the design or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm totally fine just purchasing the name outright.
I heard you, sir. Well, you can always have someone to definitely help you out in terms of your website improvements. But you know, think about the thing that we already established for your business. I mean, you've been with us for years. I know that you had issues with your website. You know, you asked for something that we cannot do, and I really admit that we're kind of disappointed as well that it was something that we cannot do. But, you know, online presence-wise, which is the main goal that we have here, the main product for your business, SEO, you are already established and doing pretty good. You're showing up on the first page. you know, starting from
scratch, but it is what it is. I can live with that. I mean, overall, I haven't been very aggressive with my marketing or anything like that, but I'm just going to do, like, I need this, there's cost cutting that needs to happen, and I was able to find a lower cost alternative to this, so I would like to move forward with them, and all I'm looking to do is cancel the service through you guys and purchase the domain name outright and easily. I'm not looking to keep going with you guys. I understand that we're showing up on the first page of Google, but after some research, it's not that hard to show up on the first page of Google. You know, I'm happy with what you guys have done, but it's purely a business decision, not an emotional decision.
Of course, I do really respect this, sir. You know, personally, if we can just match the $40 per month, then we can definitely do that. It's just that, you know, business to business as well. If $40 from our end is very kind of low for everything, though. Well, we have options for the website. This is website hosting only for $39 a month. But as what you said, you already have someone who can do everything for you. Well, what I can definitely offer here, Dylan, well, we can proceed with the domain purchase of $19. But I know that you're testing the water at the moment, right, with a new person who's going to help you with your marketing campaign. Why not we can just pause the account, let's say 3 or 4 months, and in that way we can just retain the offer, which is $129 every other month. In that way, if you decided to come back to us, then we can have the same rate that I'm offering you right now. You know, your local subject inflation or any other increases as well with our cost, you know, the new rate that we offer for new clients actually is about $219 only for SEO, but in your end here, considering you've been with us for years, $129 for 2 months is a fairly good deal. Considering that you're also, you know, cutting some costs. So I would really say this is something to do or very beneficial to your business, to be perfectly honest. So why not just gonna pause everything out at the moment, keep your options open. You can maybe try the new guy, it can help you with your marketing continuously for 3 months. I believe that's already a good pretty amount for you to try them, and if they give you good or same results, then yeah, you're always free to cancel.
Well, I just want to cancel now. I'm like, at this point, I'm not looking to pause it. I understand that if I have to come back, great, it's going to be $299. But, like, right now, just pause it. It'll be fine. Not pause it, cancel it. Like, there's no point in seeing in 3 months, and then if I'm just like, oh, I don't want to be here, like, just let me cancel. I don't care that it's going to cost more in the long run to come back. I just would like to cancel the account. And then that way my hands are clean and done with it. I don't want to just be like on a reoccurring basis where you call me every 3 months. Oh, do you want to reinstate your account? No, I don't. I just cancel it. And if I decide to come back, I'll come back. But I'm not coming back. I'm not going to wait 3 months, every 3 months, to get a phone call and be like, eh, I don't know. Like, really just cancel the account and sell me the domain. That's fine. You're kind of irritating me by the time that you're trying to sell me more shit. Just let me cancel the domain. Well, let me cancel the account and buy the domain. If you're not going to do that, don't quit offering me products at this point. Okay? Let me buy the domain, run the card, send me whatever files of ownership that are required to own the domain, and then be done with it. Okay? Like,
of course,
that's all
well,
I'm asking
you. I'm
not
selling you any products.
So while you're asking me to keep my account open, I'm not looking to keep my account open with you guys. I'm done. Just tell me what I need and be done with it for today. That was the whole goal of this phone call. Was to buy this domain and be done. Okay? I'm not looking to keep my account with you guys. So figure out whatever that paperwork is that needs to happen so that I have ownership of GermanCarpentry.com, and then we're done, okay? I'm not looking to keep my account open with you guys if I have problems, I will call you back and let you know. But right now,
absolutely,
you're not winning.
I understand, so sir. Of course, as I mentioned, I respect our decision, though. We're not selling any other products, so maybe this is my, you know, miscommunication earlier, but I was just talking about billing, because I believe your primary reason to cancel is really more about the cost, so I get that, not offering you anything at all, like new products or whatnot, just trying to definitely help you with the billing, but I understand your perception, again, you still wanted to cancel, and I respect that, but I'll go ahead and take care of canceling the account effective today. You mentioned you'd like to purchase a domain here for $99. So let me go ahead and check with our team regarding when it's the main transfer. So just give me 1 to 2 minutes here, okay? I'll be right back shortly.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Of course, I'll be right back, okay? Thank you. Hey, D-Line, thank you for patiently waiting again. So, yeah, they confirmed that the domain is available for transfer. So let me just confirm, please, is your email address the same? GermanCarpentry00@gmail.com. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, I'll go ahead and process the payment invoice here. So let me confirm that you're authorized me to run the payment for the $99 one-time payment using the card ends in 2561?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So let me just write an invoice here and run the payment real quick. Great, thank you for holding, Dylan. So there you go. The payment has been approved by your bank, so I'll just go ahead and send you a copy of your invoice. At the same time, you would be receiving another email, which includes the EPT code, because normally it would take within 24 hours, so that will be your transfer code, so you have the full ownership of your domain name. At the same time, I will generally add you again to your Google business profile because I noticed here that you still did not accept the invitation for you to manage your Google profile. So I'm going to add you, send you another invite via email, but this time you will have the ownership access to it, and that way you can manage your Google business profile or SEO on any changes in the future. And once the account is canceled as well, which is currently working, you would also receive another email confirming the cancellation of your account, sir.
Okay.
Right. Yep. The account is completely canceled. Just watch out for those emails you'll be getting. You'll be expecting 3 emails Again, one email with EPC or transfer code for the domain. Second email will be the invitation. I think you should be getting it now on your email address that you provided earlier. It will say have ownership access. You just have to accept it. And then the third email would be the cancellation confirmation, and you should also receive it within 2 minutes from now.
Okay. I'm like, I have just accepted the Google Business Profile. And,
okay, let me double check that here. Okay, yeah, it looks like you have the ownership access already in your Google Business Profile, sir. You can start managing it yourself.
And then I have not seen the receipt from you guys yet.
For the EPP code, normally within 24 hours. But for the cancellation confirmation, you should be receiving it any time now.
Okay. I will see that. What is that code called again?
It's EPP. Echo Peter Peter.
EPP code. And then it'll show up within 24 hours, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. EPP code normally takes us longer than the rest of the email is sent to you, but yes, you should be receiving that email soon. Again, just give us within 24 hours. It's already in our queue.
Okay. Alrighty. If I don't get it in 24 hours, I'll give you guys a call.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Aside from casting the service today, do you want anything else?
Nope. That should do it.
All right. Well, thank you again for your time today, and we look forward to having you on board again in the future. If you need any help, just give us a call back. We'll be happy to assist you further, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for your time again. Have a great day. Stay well.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.